Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be talking about the good life as we read and pray through the book of Titus. So let's begin a conversation with Jesus this morning, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. Welcome to this season of the podcast where we are talking about the good life, the eternal life that has begun now, the life of the kingdom, the life that is truly life, the life that Jesus came to not only live, but to model and to summon us into. And we're going through the book of Titus, and we're praying every verse, every word in the book of Titus, and we're just learning how to practice Lectio Divina, how to pray and read scripture and enter into just a conversational relationship and dialogue with Jesus, because that's what Christianity is about. It's an adventure. It's a mission with Jesus. And I was reading a quote just the other day that I read probably 20 years ago when I began to take a conversational daily relationship with Jesus very seriously. And it was a quote from Don Chapman, and he said, "Pray as you can, not as you can't." And a few decades ago, I remember that quote being very powerful for me because for some reason, there was a great deal of pressure when it came to prayer. I gotta, you know, say the right words or be eloquent or be able to pray for a long time or whatever it is. And often, and of course the enemy loves this, to fill prayer and a prayerful relationship with a great deal of pressure and expectations and what I should do or what I shouldn't do or whatever. And so that quote, "Pray as you can, not as you can't," because prayer is a no-pressure zone. It's just, it's relax and joy, it's friendship. And of course, the more we do it, maybe the more eloquent we will sound, but that's never the point. Maybe the more we do it, the more comfortable it will become. And that's, of course, the case with any relationship, but pray as you can, not as you can't. And let's be a people, that takes us into our passage, a people that are learning how to enjoy how enjoyable God really, really is. And that is the invitation of the gospel. And so I have my Bible opened up to Titus chapter 2. I'm going to read verse 14 in just a moment, but let me give you the title of the podcast. The title of the podcast this morning is The Point of It All. The Point of It All. The Purpose of History. The Point of It All. And so let me just start out with a very light question. You know, early morning, hope you have your coffee or your tea for this one. It's a very light question. What is the purpose of history? What is the point of it all? What is the ultimate purpose of life? And you may think, wow, that's a little bit deep for an early morning. But take another, you know, sip of coffee, another sip of tea, and let's go there for a minute. What's the purpose of history, the point of it all, the purpose of life? And Aristotle and Immanuel Kant and the philosophers and theologians and all of us today, we still wrestle with that question. That question presses. And here's the point. It's good that we're talking about it because whatever the point of it all is, whatever the purpose of history is, it's underway. It's unfolding. It's in flight. And it will continue to unfold and be underway. If we believe in a God that has a purpose for creation, then it's unfolding, whether we agree with it or not, whether we realize it or not, whether we notice it or not, whether we participate or not, it is underway. So what is the point of it all? What is the purpose of history? And as that question presses and just kind of simmers in our mind and our heart, let's look at Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Wow, what a verse. The point of it all, the purpose of history. And I want to say it this way. The purpose of history is to bring out of history a people that are like Jesus. And I'm just going to say that one more time. I want us to really focus on that line, to think about that line. The purpose of history is to bring out of history a people that are like Jesus, a people that are like God, a holy, a happy people. And so, of course, it begins with Jesus gave himself. He entered into his world that had gone wrong, and he gave himself for a purpose, for a point. And the point in that verse is called redeem. Redeem or redemption, which means to rescue, which means to set free. And in this case, it's set free from wickedness. Now, let's just quickly define wickedness. Wickedness is unlike God. It's unlike Jesus. It's a life of death instead of a life of life. And so the verse goes on to say, because Jesus gave himself to rescue us from wickedness, he will purify for himself a people that are his very own. And so because Jesus gave himself for us, he has purified us, past, it's been done, and he is making us pure by the power of the Spirit. The purpose of history, if you will, is to become in history what we already are in Christ. Because the purpose of history is for God to bring out of history a people that are like him. And that's what stood out to me this morning, right there in verse 14, to purify for himself a people. God wants to bring out of history a people that are like him, his very own possession. And that's the idea of adoption, sons of daughters that have taken on God's name and are becoming a family, becoming a people that are like him, eager to do what is good. Because remember, God is good. God creates good. God declares it good. God's life is the good life, and that life is being shared. So this is underway. And again, that's why it's good that we're talking about it, because God, the Creator, has a purpose. It's unfolding. It's in flight. It's not going to stop. And his purpose in history is to bring out of history a people that are like him, a people that are holy, a people that are happy, a people that are being purified by the power of the Spirit. So just here's the point. That's what's going on. Maybe we're wondering what's going on in life, what's really going on, what's the purpose of marriage, what's the purpose of this dating relationship, what's the purpose of my vocation, what's the purpose of this moment and then the next moment, what's the purpose of this conversation and then the next conversation, what's the purpose of this evening or the purpose of this season, even this difficult season that is shaping us, what are we being shaped into? And that brings in the image of, you know, he's the potter, we are the clay, and he's making us through grace and mercy and encouragement and truth. He's making us into a people that are like him. The purpose of history is to bring out of history a people that are like him, a people living the good life, the people living the life that God is living. And by the way, that's what's going on. And so just to be very, very blunt, we must clue in about that. It's good for the clay to participate in what it is that the potter is doing. So the question presses for me and for you, is that our purpose? Is that what we believe the point of it all is? Is that what we believe the purpose of history is? Are we partnering with God? Are we participating with God, you know, today in this role, in our dating relationship, as parents, when we're with people, when we're alone? Are we partnering and are we participating in God's purpose? And so here's what I'm going to do this morning. And I'd love to summon you to do the same thing. I'm going to give a new yes to Jesus. I'm going to give Jesus a new yes this morning and just say, yes, that is the point of it all. That is the purpose of history. That's the purpose of my life. I want to be your person. I want to become a people that are like you. Yes, mold me, make me, shape me. I'm in. Yes, a new yes, a fresh yes. And let's just give that yes to Jesus this morning and continue to give that yes to Jesus throughout the day. And by the way, at the end of our time this morning, don't say amen, because we're going to spend the day walking and talking with Jesus. Rather, when you're falling off to sleep tonight, say amen, because you've spent the day with the one that has the point of it all, the purpose of history, the purpose of your life, to make you like him. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.